And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. We're going to take a break here from Open Line. And joining us in studio this morning, as she does every Tuesday, it is Lisa Wilson, the director of the Independence Chamber of Commerce. Lisa, good morning. How are you doing today?
Good morning. It's beautiful outside.
Oh, absolutely. 58 degrees right now. You cannot beat that. So if you have not got out and voted, you can't use the weather as an excuse to not go vote today.
No, absolutely not. I passed by the Civic Center in Independence on my way out of town, and it looked like a busy place.
All right. So that's a good thing. People getting out and voting today again. Just vote, vote, vote. I mean, that way make your voice heard today. But we'll get back to that here in just a little bit. And Lisa, a few things going on, of course, in Independence. First thing I do want to ask you, how was the crowd for the movie last Friday?
It was good. It was good. It was, I would say, it was kind of a small crowd. We probably had about 50 people that mm-hmm. were out. But the movie was great.
Oh, Monstrous is a great movie.
I know. We appreciated Niwala putting that on, and everyone that came out to the park oval had a good time. So.
Still one of my favorite parts of that movie, where the kid goes, starts making fun of the old man. Get off my lawn. I don't know why I crack up at that every time, but I do, maybe because I'm getting to that age where I'm like, get off my lawn. All right. So again, a few things going on. And one of the first things, of course, is First Friday is coming up.
Yes, so First Friday is this Friday. It's hard to believe, but the 6th is
November already. Wow.
The 6th is the first Friday of the month, which means we will be meeting at the Civic Center of Memorial Hall from 7:30 to around 9 in the morning. Coffeyville Regional Medical Center is our sponsor for the morning. And we have three healthcare providers who are going to be there to speak all about COVID. And, you know, they're our frontline workers. They know better than anyone what we are facing as far as, you know, our healthcare providers, our medical professionals. So they're going to be speaking firsthand about what COVID means to them and what they're seeing in the workplace. I know that they're going to be encouraging us to stay away from large groups, to adequately social distance, to please wear a mask. I wear my mask to protect you. You wear your mask to protect me. And especially now as we move into flu season, mm-hmm. you know, it's kind of a double whammy, and we don't want to tax our medical facilities. You know, they're already, you know, overworked and, trying to take care of all of us as we battle different illnesses.
Yeah, there's been a little bit of an uptick in Montgomery County, so.
That's right. So not only do you have COVID, you have flu season, you have heart attacks and strokes. I mean, you have everything. And so we really want to take measures to do whatever we can to slow down the spread of this virus. So we encourage everyone to come to First Friday. It is open to the public. We will be socially distancing everyone. We will have large tables with only four chairs at a table so that you can spread out, not be close to one another. We are requiring masks at First Friday, and we will only be serving coffee and bottled water. We will not be serving food because it's hard to keep the mask off and be around that many people. So we're just going to be serving drinks during that time. And again, we have three medical professionals. Catherine Cornell, who's a nurse practitioner with Ascension Medical Group, St. John of Independence. We have Jonathan Rodriguez, another nurse practitioner from Independence Family Medicine, Wilson Medical Center. And Dr. Michelle McGurk from right here in Coffeyville. She's a general surgeon and the chief medical officer. All three of those healthcare providers will be speaking at First Friday. So again, everyone is encouraged to attend. If you can't make it, you can watch it live stream on the city's Facebook page, and it will also be up on YouTube later on.
All right. So again, that is happening this Friday, First Friday, and it begins at 7:30. Again, if you can't make it out there, it will be on the City of Independence's Facebook page. Got an update on last week we had the ice storm, and there was lots of trees damaged in this. And this talk about the tree limb removal procedures.
That's right. So did you guys have a lot of trees down in Coffeyville?
I don't think we got mainly rain down here. I never got never got that far. I don't think even it got below zero. I think we got to 31. I think was the lowest we got to. I must have got worse in Independence though.
It did.
A little
further north. I don't necessarily think that it got below zero, but it did get below freezing, and
right.
we had a lot of tree damage. So there are a lot of limbs down in Independence. So I just want to give you a little bit of information. The city is requesting that you don't put the tree limbs in the street. It's hard to drive down the streets when everybody has pushed all of their debris out into the street. While I know that you don't want it in your yards and you know, you want it to be in the street, it's safer to keep it in your yard, and the city would like for you to keep it in the yard. So please put all of your tree limbs and debris in your yard, and the city crews will be canvassing the city starting in Area 1, and they will be going clear through Area 12, and you're probably listening going, what in the world is she talking about? You need to go to the city's Facebook page at Independence KS. And you'll be able to see a map that will show all of the areas. So don't call the city offices as we typically would for brush and tree limb pickup. They know they're out there, and they're working right now very methodically trying to make their way through the community and get all of this brush picked up. So we just have to be patient as they make their way around the city to get that picked up. So if you don't want to wait for that and you have the ability to haul off your own brush, the brush dump is open every day this week through Saturday, 8 to 2. And the brush dump is located on County Road 4100, and that's just a half mile south of County Road 4000, which is College Avenue. And there'll be a city worker there to check you in and get you taken care of. So, again, if you have a truck or you know someone who does and you want to get rid of everything ASAP, you can do that all this week from 8 to 2. The city dump is going to be, or the brush dump is open, and there is no charge for that.
All right. So again, that information, I'm guessing, is readily available online
on
their Facebook page. All right. And there are still a lot of safe events planned for this weekend, including the Veterans Day of Honor celebration. Lots of stuff going on.
That's right. So Veterans Day is the 11th. We always celebrate Independence on the Saturday before the holiday. So that will be this weekend on the 7th. And as you mentioned, we have lots of events that are planned to recognize our veterans and our servicemen and women. So it's a great day to get out and honor those individuals. I've checked the weather. It's going to be absolutely beautiful. And, you know, we didn't get to have our Niwala parades for obvious reasons. We, you know, that's a real, you know, boost in the population in town. You know, there are a lot of people that come into Independence for the festival, and we didn't want to create, obviously, a super spreader situation. So Niwala made the decision to not have parades and bands and such. But we can get out and adequately social distance downtown with our families and be able to honor our servicemen and women and our veterans very safely. We're outside. There's plenty of space, and it's a 3-plus block parade, and I'm going to give you some more information about that as we progress through the events. But Saturday will start out by honoring our veterans by giving them an opportunity to have a little discount on their breakfast. So get up early and head to Annie Mae's or Down Home Egbert's. They're all offering veterans 20% off their breakfast. You can actually go over to Daylight Donuts. That's right across from the chamber office. And all veterans will be given a free donut that morning and coffee. So that's a nice gift that some of our local restaurants are offering our veterans. And then we want to encourage everyone to just get out and enjoy the beauty of the American flags. I don't know if have you ever been to Independence when it's Veterans Day and seen the flags?
I haven't. I've seen it where there's a few flags that fly during most of the time, but I've never been there for the full thing. But I've heard it's amazing.
It is amazing. So the Avenue of Flags will be up on North Penn Avenue, and the veterans banners, I believe, go up today. They will be in downtown Independence and out on West Main. So again, you know, just jump in the car and drive your kids around and explain to them what those banners represent, and help them understand what it really means when we celebrate Veterans Day. So we encourage everyone to enjoy the banners as well as the beauty of the American flags. We have some classrooms at Eisenhower. Eisenhower School is kindergarten through second, and we have some teachers, that have created some artwork. Their students have created the artwork. I'm actually going to be picking that up tomorrow morning, and we will be downtown putting that artwork in the windows for everyone to enjoy as they walk around downtown during the week, this week, through the weekend, and probably we'll take it down next week sometime. We also have, typically we have a color run, and it's a 5K fun run and walk, but obviously this year we're having to do it a little differently, so it's a virtual fun run. So we're encouraging everyone to get out with your families and your friends and enjoy some fresh air and run in honor of our veterans and snap a picture of yourself or your family. You know, in your best red, white, and blue running gear or walking gear, if you're me, and hashtag run for the colors, four meaning the number four, and we'll be able to look for those on social media. So that will be a fun way to honor our veterans through the virtual fun run. We want to remind everyone that the museum always has a military exhibit, and this year they are doing one to honor 150 years as Independence celebrates the sesquicentennial. So free admission for our veterans with coffee and donuts starting at 9 o'clock in the morning at Independence Historical Museum and Art Center. And then at 10 o'clock, they will open up to the public until 4 o'clock that day. And again, they have a special military exhibit that will be on display for everyone to enjoy. And are you a big cornhole player?
I've played cornhole. I'm not great at it, but it's still a lot of fun, though.
It is fun. I'm not great at it either. But in our family, it's something that we pull out the boards and we play cornhole every chance we get. So you need to get your two-man team ready. The cornhole tournament will be Saturday at the 4-H buildings at Riverside Park. The entry fee is $30, and part of the proceeds will go to buy more American flags for downtown. The other part will actually be used for prize money for the cornhole tournament. So registration starts at 9:30. You don't have to be pre-registered, but registration starts at 9:30. The tournament will start at 10:30. And if you want information about that, you can call Justin Jarnigan at 688-1833, or you can always give us a call at the chamber office. And then that's going on kind of in the park. We've kind of moved everything to the park area because it's open and
easier to spread out.
It is. It truly is. So we're thankful for our beautiful park and zoo. So the cornhole tournament will be out there, as I mentioned. And then Veterans Freedom Square, which is in the park, and it is absolutely beautiful. They will be doing a reading of the names represented on the Veterans Memorial. Close to 800 names are on those pavers. Now, they are not wanting us to come out there because that would be a mass gathering, and we don't want people to get out and do that type of thing. So we've made it easy for everyone. We've hired Larry McHugh, and he's going to live stream it on the City of Independence's Facebook page, as I said before, at Independence KS. And so at 10 o'clock, tune in on your cell phone and you'll be able to listen and watch as they read the names of the veterans that are represented out at the memorial. And then the Voice of Democracy, which is a high school essay contest. We had over 80 entries, I believe, for that. And the Patriot's Pen, which is a youth essay at the middle school, and I believe we had close to 11 entries on that one. So the winners of those will be awarded, and then the top winner for both those essays will be reading their essay. And again, that will all be live streamed. We encourage everyone to enjoy it off your phone or your iPad or your tablet and your computer. Please do not come out to the park. And then immediately following that will be the Fallen Soldier Cross presentation, a very meaningful and moving presentation. And it will be done as well at the park, but we're encouraging everyone to watch it live stream. And those two events will take place just one right after another. And then also in the park at noon, come hungry, because VFW Post 1186 will be serving their bean feed. You know, they do it every year. Beans and cornbread. It just doesn't get any better than
absolutely.
That. So it's free to everyone. We're encouraging everyone to get out. And again, there's plenty of room. You can get your beans and go outside, make a picnic on the, you know, bring a blanket, sit out on the grass. There's tables. There's tables inside, outside. And you can get some. You can take it home. They're serving up the beans, and we're excited about that. And then also...
Yeah, it's supposed to be pretty nice this weekend, too, about 72 degrees or so. It doesn't get better than that.
I know. I've been watching the weather all along. So the bean feed's going to be in the 4-H building, but right over on the East Cemetery wall, which is on the, it's actually on the west side of the cemetery. No, it's on the east side of the cemetery. And it's the East Cemetery wall right there. That's where all the cars are going to line up for the Heroes and Hot Rods car show. So that'll be something fun to do as well. So you can bring the family out, look at all the cars as they're parked along the stadium wall right there, the cemetery wall by the stadium. And then those cars will later on pull out and be a part of our parade. Mid-Continent Band's going to be playing downtown right in the middle of 200 block around 1:30, right before the parade starts. And then at 2 o'clock, the parade's going to begin. We have about 60 entries, and actually I expect there to be more than that because we've got a lot of cars that are going to be in the parade that will come from the Heroes and Hot Rods event that I don't have listed. So the parade is going to be fun. We have a lot of veteran participation. We have a lot of community participation. We have a lot of people who are just driving their cars. We have people who are just walking, carrying posters. We want everyone to either come out and be a part of the parade or watch the parade and really extend our appreciation to our veterans and our servicemen and women. So that's all Saturday.
Man, so yeah, big day. And also a few more things going on. The ICC faculty recital will be on Sunday, November 15th. So basically, keep the date for that one.
That's right. That is truly a save the date. It'll be here before we know it. November, it's a Sunday afternoon around 3 o'clock on the 15th. And Alexis Louder is going to be singing soprano with our very own local Sarah Scoville. She will be on piano, and they will be providing a faculty recital. So, and that will be in the theater at the William Inge Theater on the campus of Independence Community College. And then we're getting calls already for the holiday parade and open house, and that's going to be Sunday, November the 22nd. So we'll keep talking about that, and I'll give you some more information, but mark that on your calendar. We always do that intentionally before Thanksgiving so that we can encourage everyone to shop local. In the past, everyone did a lot of Black Friday shopping, mm-hmm. and they would leave town, and we don't want that. We want to keep our money local. We want to encourage everyone to shop in our stores and our own, you know, communities. So we have the holiday open house so all the retailers can show you everything that they have in their stores, and we can encourage everyone to just stay in Independence, stay in the county, keep your money local, and enjoy some time of celebration. So save the date for November. It's a Sunday, November the 22nd.
All right. So two save the dates there. I cannot believe it's already November. It's November 3rd today. So I'm a little off because I wasn't here yesterday. So I'm still trying to get my bearings on that. So, Lisa, if anybody has any questions about these events that are coming up or any of the other events, how can they get a hold of you?
So you can always call the chamber office at 331-1890. You can go to our chamber Facebook page at Get Independence. A lot of the information you can find on City's Facebook page as well, City's website, and the Chamber's website. And again, we just encourage everyone to give us a call. If I made a mistake in the information that I shared, please call and correct me. And also, if you have something that you would like for me to share on the radio, we appreciate you always giving us some airtime to tell everybody what's going on. So I encourage everyone to give me a call and let me know about their events. We'll get it not only on the air, but we'll get it on our community calendar that we publish as well. And then finally, our polls close at 7, so please get out and vote.
That's right. Get out there and vote today. Again, polls close at 7, so please get out there. Well, Lisa, again, we appreciate you coming in today. And we will talk to you again next Tuesday.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we'll restart Open Line. You are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.